As we round out our show, we are wrapping up with this week's inbox, and we have Candace Waters here. Candace.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. We love when you answer our questions.
Happy summer.
Happy summer to you. Very fun to see you again via phone, but we need you to come out here again for a visit.
Oh, so. Would you please invite me to come speak at something? I want to come visit.
I know.
Have a conference or something, for crying out loud.
We'll work on it. Okay, well, in the meantime, we have to have you answer this question. Because this is okay. From a guy, but it's about a girl. So here
awesome.
We go.
Awesome. Okay.
He says, I met a girl online about a month ago. Both of us are in our mid-20s. We've been exchanging a few emails, texting a bit, messaging through Facebook, and a phone conversation or two. We met for a first date, and it went well enough for her to accept a second date invitation from me. But she's a very busy person through her education, work, and church, so it will most likely be a few weeks before we'll be able to go on another date. How can I continue to connect with her so that not that much would be lost until we get another date in?
I think I have to give my favorite advice from a very wise older friend of mine who said to me at one point when I was being eager for something to happen that was a good thing to happen. She said, Candace, it's good to wait. And I love that advice because it is a fruit of the spirit to have patience. And it is something that is far too under practiced in our culture. We are a microwave people who get irritated when our Google results take more than 5 seconds to load. And I think if you met this gal a few weeks ago and you've already had one date, a few phone calls, chatting online, you've texted, you've emailed, heavens, that in another day would have been enough contact to propose.
Uh-huh.
I don't think the problem here is lack of touch points with this woman. I think the problem is your impatience, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my first and most bold piece of advice is to wait on the Lord. You know, spend the time praying and asking God for wisdom and asking him to prepare you to be a godly husband and showing you through scripture where your weaknesses are, where you need to be working to grow in maturity and to grow in Christlikeness. After that, I would encourage you to, if you're in the same city, to maybe visit her church and, you know, get to know her pastor. If this relationship becomes serious, that will be a really important relationship to cultivate, and it will be as important for you to spend time with the people in authority over her in her life as it is to spend time with her, because you're going to, you know, they're going to want to get to know you. But I think really this early on, the best way you could spend this time where you're tempted to be anxious, you know, the Lord said, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, with thanksgiving, make your request known to God, and the peace that passes understanding will guard your heart in Christ Jesus. Be patient and ask the Lord in prayer, spend some time praying, saying, show me where I need to grow to get ready for what lies ahead.
Yeah. So when does that become problematic, though, Candace? Like if she, because I could see, you know, playing devil's advocate here, what if she's just like, yeah, maybe like once a month or, every, you know, I just can't do it. She keeps putting him off and stuff.
Right.
I mean, goodness, how are they going to move a relationship along if she's so busy with other things in her life, she can't prioritize a relationship?
Well, I think he needs to have the wisdom at that point to recognize either that she's not really that interested in him and this is a tactic, a delay tactic, and just be frank and say, hey, I won't be offended. I won't hold it against her. I just need to know, are you serious about a relationship or would you rather not? And then be willing to live with her answer.
Mm-hmm.
Or to challenge her to say, I'm interested in dating you with the intention of getting, you know, to see if maybe we could have something more with my end goal being marriage. Are you interested in the same thing? So I think a frank conversation, not overly intimate, but just needing to assess and get some information would be appropriate. But they haven't even had two dates yet. It's probably not at that point yet.
Yeah.
And then finally, if she really is the kind of woman who is totally into her career, to recognize that that's not the kind of woman that is going to be willing to make this relationship enough of a priority to move it to marriage, that she's probably not going to be the one you want to spend a lot of time with. Move on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love the David Platt video clip that Boundless tweeted a couple of weeks ago that I saw that was just, I mean, I loved it. It totally blew my mind where he said, guys, the goal is finding a Christian wife and you need to be about this and you need to quit putting this off and you need to be intentional. And I mean, go back and find the Boundless tweet and watch that video of David Platt giving a really biblical charge to young men.
Mm-hmm.
Saying be intentional about your search and be okay if a woman says, no, I'm not interested, and move on and keep going and pursue a wife.
Yeah, good thoughts. Yeah, very appropriate. Thank you, Candace. And obviously,
You're welcome.
We hope that this entire show has encouraged you all, as we've heard from couples who have gone the distance, who have made marriage work on any number of levels, and then also hearing from Susan Mathis and just her insight for couples that she and her husband learned and fortunately for us wrote about. So again, we love getting people into God-honoring relationships, love seeing that happen, and love rooting for you as it does happen. So that is it for this week's show. Write to us at editor@boundless.org if you have any questions or comments or something that we can answer in the future. And again, pop on over to our blog page and comment on the podcast and share your thoughts there, because we are a community and we want you to be part of that. So that is it for this week's show. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.